Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You know, I'm doing first things first pretty much every morning, and Nick Wright has picked the Lakers, of course. And
oh, what a shock.
You know, he's trying to give me flack. Right, he's giving me flack for picking the Clippers. He texts me during this game tonight with the Clippers in Dallas when Dallas was leading and looking pretty good early and midway through the game.
Has he texted you since?
No. See, he texts me, still time to change your mind or your pick.
Did he see the final score?
Exactly. The Clippers, without Patrick Beverley, by the way.
They went big.
Beat the Dallas Mavericks by 15 points.
Right. That's a big win.
15 points. Right. And what you're doing, right? Look, some of these games are going to be close for a while, right? That's how you do in the NBA a lot of times. You play, it's a long game, you play close. You know, it's a good game. And then at the end, typically, the better team pulls ahead and pulls away and wins. And that's what the Clippers did tonight to a very good Dallas Mavericks team. And Rob, look, you and I both have picked the Clippers to win it. I'm not going to crush the Lakers for how bad they look in the bubble. They're 2-2. But I'm not going to overreact to 2 weeks in the bubble. Because if I were to do that, Rob, I mean, heck. The Clippers are 2-2. The Bucks are 2-2. The Lakers are 2-2. And T.J. Warren looks like the next Michael Jordan. You know, like, so I'm not going to overreact to 2 weeks in the bubble. But I feel good about my pick. I know you feel good about your pick. And we're not alone. Kevin Durant None other than KD has picked the Clippers to win it all as well. Here he was on the podcast. What is it? What's the podcast? Posting up, passing the buck.
The Play for Keeps podcast.
Play for Keeps podcast.
Here's you KD. Were close.
If I could choose, with a P. I would go Clippers, Bucks in the championship, and I'll go with the Clippers. It's so deep. And yeah. I think once they figure out, you know, because it felt like they ain't had all their team together at once yet for a long period of time. That talent is just undeniable to me when you got PG and Kawhi that just at the wings. That's what you need to win is wings. You got those two at the wings, arguably the top three, top four
yeah.
at the wing position on one team. And then you got the two best bench. Well, not the two best, but the best combo. It perfectly fit yeah. a big and a guard.
He's yeah. spot on. I don't care what he's spot on.
Yep.
You know what? KD, you know, a lot of media people. I know there's the Laker people, Chris. But I don't know how you could look at that team, just be, if you're not a fan, and just be honest, and look at the depth, Doc Rivers, the bench power. Where's the poison coming from, Chris, right?
Yeah.
Lou Williams could start on most teams. He can come in
without
and play.
Question.
Yeah, I mean – I don't see the weakness. And Patrick Beverley, who I would have on my team any day, and what he brings to the table and his tenacity and his defense and how they go. I like everything about him from day one. When this was put together and the pieces that they've added even after Chris, the trade deadline when they added some other players, I like the roster. I like the coaching staff. I like what they're about.
Yeah, I agree. And Rob, you know, I mean, I was looking for a reason to pick the Lakers early in the year. I really was. Like, I think it'd be a great story if LeBron could get a fourth ring, if LeBron could join that, all those all-time greats with the Lakers, other than Elgin Baylor, won championships. Obviously, they got Anthony Davis now. The year of Kobe, you know, which we didn't know at the time, but yeah, Kobe's tragic death. It'd be a great story. And I'm not going to give them 0% chance. But just watching it, the Clippers are undeniable. Kind of like KD said. Like, this is a team that, if you look at Golden State, I think we know how good Golden State was. This team would give them trouble. I don't know that they'd beat them, you know, with KD. But they would be. It would be a heck of a series.
And I know... You know, you always poo-poo when I bring up what they did last year. But that last year's job and what that nucleus did when they went to six games. Remember, KD had to score 50 points in L.A. to put them out of the playoffs. Remember in that game six. But they went on the road. They won two games in Oakland. I thought Doc Rivers got them to all buy in. This was even after...
they traded Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris was traded, right, to Philadelphia, right? And... basically, people thought they threw the towel in and it was a wrap, and it wasn't. And so when you go and then you add two star players who play both ends, who can defend and score, and you see Paul George is healthy, the time has helped them, Chris. Maybe, who knows, maybe if it wasn't a pandemic, maybe they never would have got it all the way together.
Right.
But now that they had the 4 months to get healthy and get out there, and I think they've paced themselves the whole time. There's no rush. It's still about the playoffs. You don't have to panic every time you lose. You don't need to win every game. I just don't believe that that's where they're – they know ultimately that somebody beating them four times in a seven-game series is going to be really hard. That's the bottom line.
I agree with you. I mean, and when you're comparing them to the Lakers, who I think those are the two best teams in the league, the things they have over the Lakers, obviously they've got depth. I mean, we said it. Patrick Beverley didn't play tonight. They still don't have Montrezl Harrell back.
Right.
Who could be sixth man of the year. And Jermichael Green steps in there and is playing pretty well. Ivica Zubac, one weakness you might say is they don't really have size. He goes for 21 and 15 tonight. So they're a team. They've got depth. They shoot the three better than the Lakers. They're eighth in the league in three-point shooting. Lakers are 23rd.
Yep.
They got better perimeter defense. The Lakers are certainly better at the rim protection, but that perimeter defense of the Clippers is staunch. And then you got the two scorers, you know, two great wings. They got guys that can match up with LeBron. We've said it, AD, can he be a monster against the Clippers? And, you know, if you wanted to be like, yes, after that 42 against Utah, then he comes back and lays an egg in the next game with 9 points.
Right.
And so that doesn't give you confidence if you're a Laker fan. Rob G can deny it, but he knows it's true. He's not confident.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Interesting story coming out of ESPN today. And our man Bill Barnwell, who does a great job there covering the NFL, he did a deep dive into players on each team that he thinks have a chance to make the Hall of Fame. He ranked them as locks, as likelies, and in the running and work to do. Now, among the locks, I'm going to throw out these names to you, and the last one is going to puzzle you a bit. Ben Roethlisberger, J.J. Watt, Jason Witten, Adrian Peterson, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald, and here it is, the shocker, Patrick Mahomes. 2 years as a starter, 3 years in, and Barnwell says if he retired today, he would be a Hall of Famer. Rob Parker, your opinion.
I'll let you have it, because I just think what's the guy's name, the reporter?
Bill Barnwell.
Yeah, Bill just had nothing better to do today or to add to this. I just think it's so premature to say that if he did nothing else, we don't know what else happens. What happens if Lamar Jackson during the Mahomes era of NFL football wins 3 or 4 Super Bowls and Mahomes starts to lose in the postseason or doesn't make the playoffs 6 years in a row or whatever. To say after 2 years he's in the Hall of Fame, I just don't see it. This is what I'm talking about with premature. Just this is the world we live in. They just want to crown everybody. I get it. He won a Super Bowl. He won an MVP. But to say his work is done after 2 years, I think it's a stretch.
This is interesting because you presented something that I think is true. You painted, you know, they missed the playoffs the next 6 years. Lamar Jackson takes over and changes the game.
Say Lamar wins 4 or 5 Super Bowls in a row. I'm just saying, well, during that era, but he wouldn't look as good. It would take something away because everybody had already crowned Pat Mahomes, and then if it was the other quarterbacks, you would look at. I'm just saying, like, say Lamar won 3 or 4, Deshaun Watson, or Tua won 2 in Miami, and he's still sitting on the 1. Does he look as good? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, 10 years from now, I think it would depend on what he did. Like, if he continued to light it up individually, but they just didn't win, and it was more like an Aaron Rodgers situation. He'd be in. Now, he wouldn't be the GOAT. He wouldn't be, you know, all that people have thought he could be at this point, including myself. But he'd still be in if he puts up those numbers. But here's the point I was trying to make. You bring up an interesting point, Rob, because Barnwell said if Mahomes retired today, and he didn't say this, but I'll throw this in too. If he got hurt, let's say the first game next year, God forbid, and doesn't play again, would he's saying he would be in the Hall. I think the interesting thing is this. If he, let's say he decided to walk away and try his hand at baseball, I think with what he's done, while it sounds ridiculous, if he walked away from the game today with all these accomplished, you probably would say, I think what he's done, he would be in the Hall, but hear me out. If he continues to play, though, and for the next 10 years just falls off the map, like he's not as good. Next year they don't make the playoffs. His numbers, you mentioned his numbers went down last year. They stay down. Like, to me, he has a better chance. If he continues to play, I agree. We don't know yet if he's a Hall of Famer. He's certainly on that trajectory, but let's see what happens. But if he retired today for whatever reason, or, you know, injuries, didn't play again, God forbid, I think what he's done already would certainly warrant serious Hall of Fame consideration.
That's different from that's not what the writer said. He said he's in the Hall of Fame no matter what.
No, he didn't say that. He said, I think he said he's a lock, so I guess you can look at it different ways.
He just said it right.
To me, the strongest, because he said direct quote, if he retires today, he's a Hall of Famer. And I would agree just because he's what he's done, the youngest ever to win the Super Bowl MVP, the youngest ever to win regular season MVP and a Super Bowl, the only quarterback ever to lead a team back from three double-digit deficits in the playoffs. He did it. He was 5-0 in those situations last year. And so if he walked away or just couldn't play anymore, then, yeah, I'd say, you know what, it was brief, but my goodness, he was so fantastic, you'd have to throw him in. But to your point, if he continues to play, we don't know what's going to happen. Now, I'm on record, I think he's going to be great. But if he continues to play and falls off, then, yeah, he's got room to fall off.
He wouldn't get my vote after two seasons, no matter how spectacular, to be in the Hall of Fame. I just think that there's a body of work and a lot that goes into it when I look at a Hall of Famer and being able to sustain something, excellence. And that's not to take anything away from what he's done. I don't know if I would be able to really say off of 2 years, he's a Hall of Famer and other guys who have put in 10, 15, 17 years and had a degree of excellence in their career, that I wouldn't count that. I think that there's some of that. And if he were to quit, obviously, I think that would hurt him. Like, say if he quit, I don't think people would be like, you want to celebrate him and call him this great NFL quarterback. No matter what he's done, he would be looked at. I think some people would hold that against him. Say if he quit and never played again, not that that's going to happen. But I don't know. I don't think he would get my vote off of 2 years.
Yeah, I think with what he's done, I hear you, because it sounds ridiculous that somebody could be in the Hall of Fame off of 2 years. But I think, again, if he retired and tried, like I said, tried baseball or, you know, whatever, for religious reasons or, you know, just whatever, decided he didn't want to play anymore, then I think what he's done, I think it needs to be, like, what he's done is put him in the class of the best to ever do it just for those 2 years. But if I agree with your premise that if he keeps playing, we just don't know exactly what's going to happen. Even when I say I think he's Jordan-esque, I think he has a chance to be the GOAT. Yeah, I'm projecting that he continues to play at the level he's playing at or even gets better. But we don't know. There's a chance he doesn't do that. But how many quarterbacks have we seen that happen to, though? Or he could get hurt and have a serious injury, and he comes back and still can play, but he's not the same quarterback. You know, like we talked about Grant Hill and the NBA and all of that stuff. But I'm fine with Barnwell saying it if he retired or didn't play again. But
yeah,
if he doesn't. Like Gale Sayers. Gale Sayers had like five really good seasons. That's it. Tiny Archibald had four like top flight seasons. Now he went to Boston and won championships.
I'll give you a better one. Don Mattingly with the Yankees had four of the best seasons you could have at the plate. I mean, his numbers are, go look at Don Mattingly's numbers. He's not a Hall of Famer because he couldn't sustain it, and then he wound up having like a back injury. So that's what I'm trying to say is you could have those numbers. Go back. If you go back, dial back to the 80s, those four straight years, you would have said Don Mattingly's a lock to be in the Hall of Fame, Chris. But but once his back, you know, kind of gave out on him, and obviously you can't hit without your
and
back.
And you know in New York, it hurts you if you don't win a World Series.
Well, he didn't win. But I'm just saying his numbers, though, for those 4 years,
right,
were unbelievable.
Won an MVP. And,
right.
But see, and I agree with you on that, Rob. Like, if Mahomes is going to play the next 10, 12 years, then, yeah, he could fall off. And maybe he wouldn't be a Hall of Famer. Like, I'll say it this way. If he has, say he plays the next 10 years and just isn't that good, he's a mediocre quarterback, which I don't think will happen, but let's say he's a mediocre quarterback. They never win another Super Bowl. They may get to the playoffs here every now and then, but, you know, he doesn't really light anything up anymore. Then I would agree with you, he probably wouldn't be a Hall of Famer. But
right,
if he,
because people
if he
would
never,
look at it
right.
and go, like, okay, that was flukish. They had this team. They had all these people. All the pieces were there.
He just
they
fell
came
off.
Back.
Yeah.
They had a magical season, and then they never got there again.
I'm one of the rare ones, and maybe again because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is, you know, it's not as difficult to get in. I have serious, and I'm willing to discuss it because, but I don't think anymore. I don't think of Dwight Howard as a Hall of Famer, and I think a lot. I know he was great for the first half of his career. It was about 8 years. He was fantastic.
But he fell off so bad.
Yes, and he's played half his career as a mediocre player.
Well, but that's part of the Hall of Fame thing. I agree with that. When you think of Dwight's career, it's like he bounced around the teams. Teams didn't always get better. I think he wasted years. His career, he was on the track to be a great player.
For sure.
And a lot of people say he's going to be a Hall of Famer. When they beat LeBron and that team, you remember that was supposed to be LeBron and Kobe that year.
Yep.
And that team with Dwight Howard and Turkoglu and who else was on there? And Skip Tumalu.
Yeah.
And that team went to the finals. And
he was always in the MVP conversation. I thought they were on their way.
I thought they had a squad together. I thought Dwight Howard was a great piece. And that whole thing blew up. And he's never been the same.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Interesting story that came out about, this is from 24/7 insider Dave Biddle, that, you know, the Big Ten had a call with the coaches on it, and Ryan Day was speaking, Ryan Day, head coach at Ohio State, and Jim Harbaugh interrupted him and said that Ohio State was violating the rules by having on-field instruction and drills already. It's not supposed to be permitted until Friday, tomorrow. But according to Harbaugh, there's a photo of Al Washington, who's a linebacker coach at Ohio State, used to be at Michigan, and he was working out with linebackers at Ohio State. And Harbaugh called out Ryan Day, said they were, you know, why are they flouting the rules, I guess. And Day shot back, "How about I worry about my team and you worry about yours?"
Thank
you. And then as the story goes, later that day, Day tells his team in a team meeting that the Big Ten better have a mercy rule or the Buckeyes are going to hang 100, Rob,
wow,
on Michigan. What do you got to say about that?
First of all, I think Jim Harbaugh, like, if there's a concern, go to the NCAA. You don't have to play tattletale on some comp. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't even get that. Send a picture to the NCAA and let them handle it. It just comes off as sour grapes. I doubt if he was 5-0 instead of 0-5 against Ohio State, he would be worried about, you know what I mean, what they're doing in Columbus. So I think that's disingenuous. That's not for your place. Worry about Michigan. Let Day worry about Ohio State, like Day said. I don't know about the, we're going to drop 100 on you or whatever. I think that's pretty lofty goals. I know
they beat the 70 or 80.
Right. I know they beat the
breaks
off of
them. Yeah.
Right. So
I was at that game last year.
You know, that's the one where everybody walked out with their hands held up. Because you felt like you got robbed from that game. You paid money to see that.
I mean, I'll say this, Rob, and I hear you, and yes, Harbaugh could have went to the NCAA or the Big Ten, you know, and commissioner and said, look at this picture. They're out there practicing. And yeah, maybe that's how I would have done it. Maybe that would have been more professional. But I do have to say this, and it is his place because they that's a competitor. And if your competitor is cheating, that's fine. But the bottom line is, if you cheat, you can't get mad at the person that called you out on it. You're the one that broke the rules. So I actually think both of them are fine in this. Like, if Ohio State's cheating and getting an unfair advantage on Michigan and all the other teams in the conference, I can't be mad at the coach for saying, "Yo, you're cheating. Why are you guys working out already? We're not supposed to be doing that." And then I got no problem with Day, because if I was in Day's shoes, I'd probably be saying the same thing. If I knew I had the superior team, okay, we're going to put 100 on them boys. You know, but I'm fine with both of the way both of them did it. I can't be mad at Harbaugh for saying, it's not like if they weren't cheating, that's one thing. But if they're cheating, it's recorded on a photo. I can't get mad at him for calling him out, because that is taken away from your team. But I get Day being like, okay, we're gonna pay y'all back, and So I'm fine with that. I got to be honest. I mean, if they're cheating, they're cheating. They can't get mad for getting called out.
I don't think that's your place.
Why
make
not?
A phone call.
It's affecting
make a phone
you.
Call. It just I just wonder, like, why would you be concerned about that? There was
that's
questions
who you're,
about
that's your competitor.
Yeah, but if he was 5-0, I doubt he would be bringing that up. That's just it comes
but
off as sour
grapes.
But
that doesn't
grapes.
Mean that does. If you're 5-0 in the bowl game,
you would
that's what I'm
you
talking
would
about,
I guarantee you. I
yeah,
guarantee
but,
you.
But that doesn't
wouldn't
mean
have brought
you're
that
wrong. You may be right on that. Because then if you're 5-0, you're like, man, I'm you know whatever. Cheat all you want. We're superior. But that doesn't mean he's wrong. He's still right. For saying you're cheating. Dave's
I just
the one
think
that was
that's
wrong.
Not, I think that you take that up with the NCAA, and you don't have to do that publicly like you're pointing the finger at somebody or you're the tattletale. It just comes off to me. That's not. If there's a picture out there, right, that supposedly is not like hearsay.
The report.
If there's a picture out there in the NCAA, if you want to say to send the NCAA a note that there's a picture out there that they're practicing, that's fine. But you don't need to make a public, wagging your finger at Ohio State.
If they're cheating.
That's why we got our brakes beaten off.
You're not supposed to cheat. I mean, seriously, I hear you.
I can't
sit here and defend a cheater.
I don't know that they're cheating. I don't know.
Well,
you don't know
I'm
that.
I'm taking the story
you're just,
as if
you're
it's
taking
right.
it as a grain of salt.
Right.
You're taking his word, but I don't know that. I don't know if they got special clearance from the NCAA. If there's a picture, Chris, if you're doing it and you're breaking
the
rules, why would you take
that?
Pictures?
Why didn't
I'm just
they
saying.
Say we got
because
clearance
they don't
from
have
the
to
NCAA.
Explain themselves.
How would they get
that's
clearance?
What I'm saying. I don't know.
Have you seen the photo?
I have not seen the photo.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know. He put that
but
out
what
there.
I'm
who
saying
knows
is
for sure?
Fine. But I'm saying if somebody's cheating, I don't think it's their right. To,
what if the
there's
what if
no
the,
rule? Even if he's wrong, he's wrong, and they should have called him out. I'm fine with that. I'm
and what
fine
if
with,
Jim Harbaugh's wrong? And if Jim Harbaugh's wrong, or he has it mixed up, or it's not a picture from the time he thinks it is, and somebody
right.
people are putting stuff
then
out all the
make,
time.
That'll make Harbaugh look bad, and they could have called him out. I'm fine with the way they handled it anyway. I'm fine with him saying, worry about your squad, and then telling his team, let's go put 100 on him. I'm totally fine with that. I'm not mad at Ryan Day, but I'm saying if you cheat, you don't have the right to determine how somebody can call you out on your cheating. You're cheating. If you get caught, you get caught. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, Harbaugh's got – I'm not necessarily trying to defend him. I'm just saying I'm not going to get mad at him. When I'm competing with Ohio State and they're getting what – if he feels – if he
you,
thinks
if
he
you,
knows it's an
you
unfair
call
advantage,
that competing
then he should call him out.
He's not competing. I mean, it doesn't matter who the coach is. He couldn't even beat first-year coach Ryan Day. Everybody thought that that finally Michigan would finally beat Ohio State in the Jim Harbaugh era because they finally got a break because Urban Meyer left. And what happened? They got beat worse.
Right. I mean, okay.
So that's the embarrassing point. And it just tells you about Jim Harbaugh and what he's done at Michigan, which is absolutely nothing. He's the most overpaid, overrated college coach in the history of college football. Period.
Oh, stop it.
And people just,
that
all they
is,
do
that's
is they
an
love.
Over, come on,
they,
stop
no,
it.
He's
that's
like the third or fourth highest paid college
the most
football coach on
college
yes,
football
based
coach
on
in
what?
History?
Based on nothing. Michigan is also a totally overrated, overblown program that shared one national championship in the last 150 years. I mean, how ridiculous is that even? Bo Schembechler, who they have a statue of and they love and admire and shower all his greatness, never even won a national championship. Never even won. And sure, they won a lot of Big Ten titles and all that when it was Ohio State and Michigan and nobody else. But Michigan's overblown, and so is Jim Harbaugh. They deserve each other.
Well, I'll give you that Michigan is a tier two program. They're a great football program, but they're not Ohio State. They're not Alabama, LSU, Clemson at this point. Like, no. Penn State had its run. They've won a few more national championships. But Michigan has been, it's been a top 15 football program forever. Well, not forever. Because Brady Hoke, under him, they weren't. And what Harbaugh has done, now, is he overpaid? Yes. He's paid, what, third? You said third in the he's among coaches, top five? Yes.
And everybody else has won national championships except for Jim Harbaugh.
I'm with you. But everything is not black and white. It's not you're fantastic or you're garbage. Okay? He's not garbage, but he's not fantastic. And you're right. He's overpaid. But should he be fired? I don't think. In 5 years, they've had four top 20 finishes, three top 15 finishes, which if you're Alabama, that's a problem. If you're Ohio State, that's a problem. If you're Michigan and you were 12 and 13 in the 2 years before Harbaugh got there, then it's not that bad. And I get it. They can't beat Ohio State. They've lost to their other rivals as well, Michigan State and all that. Get it all and agree that he's been overpaid and he hasn't lived up to what they expected. But I'm not just going to sit here and say he's garbage. And this is kind of what Michigan football is. Second fiddle to Ohio State. That's what they are. And that's what he's got them doing.
That's not why he came back to Michigan. They wanted him to finally deliver a national championship.
Agreed.
Nobody could believe that 5 years have come back, and not only have they not even played, Chris, forget about winning the national championship. They haven't even played in the tournament since they've had the Final Four teams. They haven't even made it there. I mean, that's embarrassing to me. So I don't understand why they accepted. I know he was a quarterback.
Well, because they're Michigan,
they
like
loved
you said. If he was at Ohio State, he'd be gone. If he was at Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Georgia, maybe even, he'd be gone. Michigan, this is what Michigan is.
All right, here's all the numbers you need. Jim Harbaugh has lost four bowl games in four consecutive seasons. That's tied with Lloyd Carr for the second most in Michigan history. One shy of the school record, of course, held by Bo Schembechler, 1975 through 1979. Michigan under Harbaugh, 0-5 against Ohio State, 4-9 against their other rivals. You were talking about Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State. 1-4 in bowl games. And in his career at Michigan, Harbaugh is 0-9 as an underdog, losing by an average of 16.7 points per game, which tells you, Chris, they never beat like being a game where they're the underdogs and they beat somebody and you go, how did Michigan do that? Or Jim Harbaugh is an unbelievable coach. They weren't supposed to win that game. 0-9 and lost by the average of almost 17 points. So when I look at Jim Harbaugh, people could talk about how good or great he is or what he did in the NFL. I think he's baloney. And not fillet when you talk about college football coaches. That's what I'll say about Jim Harbaugh.
Again, to me, it's not black and white. Is he fillet? No. Is he baloney? No. I mean, like I said, he's had
he's
top 20
baloney.
Finishes. He's what?
That school baloney, which is worse than what
he's
you get
like,
at home.
he's a good burger at, a Five Guys burger or something like that.
He's buffoony is what he is.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.